You didn't get to see a lot of those comeback wins from your team last year from where you were. How was that for you last night?
It was a good win. I mean, it's, you know, we always say it's only an exhibition, but it was nice to get that winning feeling and then, you know, came back in the third. I mean, it's, you know, it's going to happen, those games in the season, and then it was nice to see, you know, 3-0 after second, you know, wasn't easy, and then we came back, and I think they had a really good third period.
You keep hearing about goaltenders. One of your jobs in the NHL is keeping a team in a game so that they can come back in a situation like that. How much easier does it make it for you to do that when you've got the feeling that your team is going to be able to jump back in the game like they did last night?
Yeah, well, it's, you never know what's going to happen, right? And we saw that so many times that, you know, you're down 3-4-0 and, you know, you still come back. So every save is really important, and you have to try to do your best to keep the team in the game, because if it's 5-0, you know, it's really hard to come back, and it's not going to happen many times. But, you know, when it's 3-0, you're still in the game. You know, everything can happen, and that's exactly what happened last night. So it's good to see that we can do it.
You always give us a good breakdown of the players in front of you, the way they play. What did you think of Ehlers and Patan last night?
Yeah, well, more I was focused for myself that how I gonna play and then stay focused whole 60 minutes and then you know they've been good. I mean, it's they make some plays in the third period that help us to score the goal, so you know, I think they were okay.
This late in the preseason, do you like where your game is at right now as we get closer to that Boston game?
It's hard to say. It's always going to be how we're going to play the first game, right? And you can have a bad training camp and, you know, win the first game, play good in the first game, and everybody's happy. So, you know, I still working on a few things and trying to get ready for that first game and you know, for 82 games. So, you know, we got the win last night, so that's why I'm happy. It's never perfect, and the game wasn't perfect. So, you know, it's a process, and all training camp, and I try to get to be ready for a first game.
Palmer's used you and Hutch in different ways, in stretches, rotating. I mean, how the way that you finish the regular season, how do you want to tell him you want to carry the team starting the season?
I think Bordeaux was one to do it. Both goalies want to play, or three goalies we hear right now, they want to play, and then of course I want to play many games I can, and then it's always his decisions who's going to be in the net, and then you could see last year, you know, like you said, so many things happened last year, and I was playing, he was playing, then he used the rotation, and so everything can happen. Season is really long, but of course, you know, every player wants to play the game. So, yes, I want to be the guy.
And do you feel more confident about yourself because of the way last season?
Yeah, sure. You know, it was huge that we made the playoffs, and we've been waiting for so many years to do it, and finally we did it. So, you know, it's nice. It's good to know that I can help the team to get to the playoffs.
Did you change your training at all, or add anything in the summer?
Not really. I had pretty much same summer like I had the summer before. You know, I didn't change much.
I'm always interested in the mindset of a goalie. Do you want to play all 82 games in a year, or is there maybe a number in your head that you think you want to get to?
As a player or as a goalie, yes, you want to play 82 games, but it's kind of impossible in this league right now, and you know, the travel and a lot of back-to-back games. You know, a few goalies play the 70 games. It's always it depends how the seasons go, and how it depends the situation, and then, like, you know, I said 1,000 times that I want to play. That's why I play hockey, to play the games, and then that's why you're working hard in the summer to be ready for the game. So everybody wants to play 82 games.